This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. In about 5 minutes, we will have Stephen Jones joining us, and we'll talk to him about this team and whether or not they are in position to go make a run, or if this team isn't good enough. I mean, there was a big question after losing to a team that somebody said on the fan text. I mean, just face it, you lost to a better team.
I don't agree with that.
And 877-881-1053. Do you think that the Vikings are a better team than the Cowboys? Because I looked at them as a team that is on the same plane as what the Cowboys do. And that's why I'm frustrated by the loss, because you're at home. You're supposed to have that home field advantage, and it doesn't work out for you because for whatever reason. And there's a multitude of reasons, Kevin. There's always something whenever it comes to, was it Garrett? It's a loop. Was it Garrett? Was it Kellen Moore? Was it Dak? Who's it going to be blamed on? And it's a real tough feeling whenever you're saying that team's not better than my team. All right, let's talk to Stephen Jones with us right now here on the KNC Masterpiece. Good afternoon, Stephen. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. Just getting through a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, it is tough, especially, you know, as fans sitting there looking at that game, thinking to yourself, man, we were right there for it. And I guess one of the things when I look at this defense and I kind of look at this team in general, I feel like something's missing. And I was wondering, as the guy that's, you know, you're sitting there making all the moves and trying to put everything in place, do you feel like anything's missing from this unit?
You know, not really. I think it's just, you got to first of all start by hats off to the Vikings. They've got, you know, they had a great game plan, and they got a hell of a back in, Dalvin Cook, who, you know, as the game went on, he ended up getting his in terms of his rushing yards. And then, of course, early on, you know, he's a mess with the screens and the misdirections and, you know, getting the ball out of the backfield as well. So he was a handful, and you got to take your hat off to him and give them credit. But, Cousins, they had a great game plan. He got the ball out of his hand really quick. I think we were, you know, had some guys monitoring it. You know, a lot of those passes were under 2 seconds. A lot of, you know, dinking and dunking to the tight end there underneath. And then, made some real big plays in the screen game, and just have to give them credit. But overall, I still believe in our defense and believe in our personnel on the defense, and believe we can still get the job done. We gave ourselves, you know, had a stop when we had to have it, and gave ourselves opportunities down there. We had first and goal from the 5 and came away with the field goal, which ended up being the right thing to do because we sure had a chance to win the game there on the last drive, and we didn't get the job done.
Now, with the trade deadline having been over, outside of execution, are there any other avenues that can be used or that you see that could improve this team besides just executing better?
I think we just have to execute better. You know, obviously, you know, you can put more wrinkles in your defensive game plan. I mean, I think in general, as you know, anyone who watches us play, we're pretty much a base defense. And, you know, we don't do a lot of unsound things in terms of blitzing and, bringing pressure in different ways, which, you know, certainly that's an option. But, we don't give up a lot of big plays. And, of course, the drive there in the second half where they ran the ball 9 out of 11 times and, you know, predominantly, really – made their yardage running the ball, which was disappointing because that was one of our goals, was to stop the run. And we've done a good job of that through, the first half, but they made some adjustments there with the fullback. And we've just, we've got to adjust to that ourselves and play better.
Now, you just said that maybe potentially adding some wrinkles to the defense is an option. Is that an option then that you would like Rashard and Marinelli to take advantage of?
Well, those are all things that we'll discuss internally, and they'll certainly take a look at it. We've played some pretty good defense this year for the most part. But, like I said, you got to give the Vikings credit. They had a good game plan. Cousins executed the offense really well. They didn't turn the ball over. They played a sound game. They had a a back who, you know, who is obviously one of the best backs in the league. And
sure.
He had a big day, and we've just got to go back to work.
When it comes down in the running back, the offensive line, they, you know, the money invested in those places, it's been noted. The pick that y'all invested in Amari Cooper, that's been noted too. And then you got that second to last drive and all these tools at your disposal to make a play. Do you expect a little more out of Dak and the offense whenever you make big plays to get down to the 19-yard line and then can't convert?
Yeah, well, we get down really to the 11th and we're second and one, which is, you know, a great situation for an offense when you, you know, either second and one, second or two from the 11th. And, you know, we just didn't finish. I mean, we weren't right down the field. And, you know, this is what we had hoped would happen if, you know, Mike Zimmer made a conscious effort to take away that run yesterday and left us with a lot of opportunities in the passing game, which we took advantage of and, you know, had some great drives. And, unfortunately, we just didn't finish on the last two. We got a field goal out of the one and didn't convert when we're sitting there, you know, in a great situation at second and two. And, you know, again, they made a conscious effort that they were going to stop the run, and they did a good job of that. But in the meantime, they gave us a lot of opportunities in the passing game, which we took advantage of, but didn't finish. And consequently, we didn't win the game.
There was a report over the weekend that it's Dak Prescott's getting closer to a franchise tag. And after what he did last night, I mean, he carried that team. Does that kind of have any effect on the decision with his contract? Does it change week in, week out when he makes when he has these kinds of games?
No, it doesn't. We this is a full body of work, and he's doing a great job. I mean, obviously, he played one of his better games that he's ever played. And, you know, they basically dared Dak to beat him. And, he made all the plays, and I thought he played an outstanding game, one of his better games he's played. And it's just unfortunate that we didn't, that we didn't close it out. We had every opportunity to do it, didn't do it. And, everybody had their hand in it. It wasn't just Dak. It wasn't just Zeke. It wasn't just the offensive line. We just, we didn't make the plays. But, we're never going to talk about the negotiations, but everybody knows what Jerry, myself, the organization thinks about Dak, and our goal is to ultimately get this thing done.
Talking with Stephen Jones here on the KNC Masterpiece, Amari Cooper does some pretty special things out on the field, and you guys made that decision to go ahead and, you know, trade away that pick, and it looks like it's paid off. Can you quantify his impact on Dak's game in this offense?
Well, I just think it's, my thoughts on the situation is he just clarified, you know, everybody's role. He's the one, Gallup's the two, and Cobb plays the slot. And I think everybody did a great job of it yesterday. And, you know, what you want to be able to do as an offense, if they decide to take certain things away, then you want to really capitalize on the part that they hang out on. You can't, you know, as a defense, you can't stop everything. And I thought Dak and our receiving corps did a great job of moving the ball through the air when it was obvious that the Vikings had made a conscientious effort to stop the run. And our offensive line, I thought, did a great job of protecting Dak for the majority of the game, giving him the time to throw the ball. Dak, when some things did break down, I thought he did an amazing job of creating and extending plays and then making plays. And, it was there for us to win the game. We just didn't make the plays at the end of the game to do it. And, we had a huge stop when we had to have a stop. They were driving down the field, and we got them to punt the ball. And, that game was there for us to win. And, you know, that's what we've got to capitalize on in the future is we've got to win these close games.
Speaking of capitalizing on certain situations, does it surprise you at all when Amari, Dak, and the rest of the passing game is working so efficiently and then you get away from it?
Well, we got away from it. I didn't mind the play call at all on, in terms of running the ball there on second down and 1.5 or 2. We were obviously trying to run some clock, too. We all know what happens in this league when you score too soon and go right back down the field on you. And they've had success during the day. And, you know, we were doing a little bit of that, strategizing that way as well. And, you know, you can always, when something doesn't work, criticize it. And that's just the nature of this game and nature of how this works. And, you know, we believe in ourselves. You know, we control our own destiny, and we've just got to, you know, learn from this experience. We've got to, you know, figure out how to close just a little bit better. We've got a really good football team in our mind, and, you know, we played a really good football team in the Vikings, and we know how great a coach Mike Zimmer is, and he had his team prepared, and, you know, we just didn't finish.
And I certainly understand that. I'm curious, the flip side of that, what can be done to jumpstart this team earlier? Because the Cowboys, I know they came back, and that was fantastic. We were thrilled around the Metroplex. But once again, another slow start for the team, and slow starts, tough closing out. How do you fix that first part?
Well, I don't know that there's an easy answer to that. You know, we've seen us start fast, and you know, and we've had great games, and then we've had games where we, you know, like this game where we get a field goal and miss a long field goal, and you know, don't get the job done there early. But then we responded there in the first half, and you know, had that thing after, you know, it didn't look great. We were down 14-0, came all the way back and tied it before the half was over. Not unlike the Giants game, and you know, we just gotta continue. To tweak our team to where we get it to where we can be more consistent and win in each and every game.
Steven, we appreciate your time today, man. Get back in the lab, and let's get a W so we can have some more fun next week, all right?
Sounds great, guys.
There he goes. Steven Jones right there. And he said, I mean, he sounds just as sad as I think most Cowboys fans, just frustrated, right? Frustrated by a loss.
Yeah,
frustrated with losing. It's not fun, especially whenever you're hosting on a Sunday night football game. You got the big stadium all set up. The roof is open. Everybody's ready for a party. And then you have a loss like that. And you wake up the next morning. You're like, how do we fix that? What do we do? And you start trying to figure out, all right, what do we blame? What's been the most frustrating trend throughout the Cowboys season? Kevin, the most frustrating trend so far has been the defense. The times the defense is good, the Cowboys are good. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Giants when their defense showed up. Last night, he said that too. Their defense, whatever it is, they're a base defense. They're basic. They walk around and they got their fuzzy boots and their blue vests and their jeans. They're basic. And basic Thanksgiving wintertime girl, right? That's exactly what the Cowboys defense looks like. Why are they not bringing anything else? Where is everything else? What are they afraid of? Now, would Jamal Adams have changed that? I mean, you know the dude's a baller.
Yes.
Would that have changed some of the things that they're willing to do? Or is there something else that this defense needs? He said, you know, they're stuck, Kevin. They can't add anything. They can't go make a trade. So the talent they have, they got to figure out how to not be a basic defense and how to be able to bring stuff, how to add extra wrinkles, how to do what Mike Zimmer did and say, you know what? Our entire defense, we're going to tweak it up just a little bit to beat their offense.
By the way, I would just say there's a couple things in there that if you were really listening to what he was saying, he was calling out some of the people that y'all want called out. When he said, maybe we need to add some wrinkles, and then he said, that's something we'll all sit down and talk about. And then the other point is, the passing game was working so well. But I do want to go to this one, and I hate having to say this. From the 682, no, you don't control your own destiny. You've lost. That's the thing about this whole thing that is hard to balance out. The Cowboys lost yesterday. There are parts of me that think, once again, this looks like a team that is not going anywhere, ultimately past the wild card round. But the flip side is, and if you're looking for a bright side today, if you're like, you know what, the weather sucks, we lost, I'm upset, I need a bright side. Here's your bright side. The Cowboys are in first place. If the season ended right now, they are in the playoffs, and they already smacked around the Eagles. Do I think that that's good enough? No. But to his point about controlling his own destiny, that part is right. You can dislike all his other answers, but he's not wrong about that. The Cowboys control their own destiny, and they still control this lackluster division. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Mickey Spagnola, who, by the way, I heard it this morning, he has a fantastic historical stat from the Cowboys last night. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll do instant reaction. What is missing with this team? We asked Stephen Jones. He doesn't think anything is. Or does he? We'll get to that in about 15 minutes. Right now, let's talk to our friend Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, do you see anything missing from this team?
Yeah, 3 wins.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
I mean, think about it. They're 8 points. They're 8 points away, right? Lose 3 games by 8 points. Do the math on that.
Two and a half a game.
Yes, not even three, right?
2.67. Sure,
yeah, that was good. Got even to 6-7.
Yeah, I liked round, but I don't know if you've heard from the fans, Mickey, but they could all see us winning 3 more games this year to finish at 8-8. I mean, the sky is falling. You know how it goes when the Cowboys lose.
No,
a game.
Absolutely, and you know, and that's the way it is when you lose close games and you have opportunities to win and you either can't close or you don't stay close enough to be able to close in the end. And it always comes down to one play, one series, two series, a defensive stand, and, you know, and you got a lot to pick at for the reason you lost. You know, if you got beat 28-7, you'd just say, well, you know what, we just weren't good enough. And that, unfortunately for the Cowboys, rarely is the case. And so, yeah, there's always things to look at.
And, you know, was it last Tuesday, we were like, hey, why are you so upset that the Cowboys won? Like, just because they didn't show up in the first three quarters and they figured it out.
At least this I get.
This, though, but even still, if the Cowboys had won, Mickey, last night, and Dak Prescott could have come away with a win, there would still be a lot of fans, and rightfully so, even with the coaches. They should be, too, saying, you know what, there were some problems. There were a lot of warts with what we played with last night. Right now it's just exposed because they lost.
Yeah, and so what wart would you like to pick on?
Defense, okay. And their inability to stop Dalvin Cook last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And, and that's been kind of the story in the majority of their losses going back to the Indianapolis game last year when they got shut out, but they couldn't stop the run. And then they got into the playoffs against the Rams, and they couldn't stop the run. And then they played the Saints, and while they did a decent job on Kamara, he still made enough plays in the running and passing game to enable them to win without Drew Brees because the Cowboys couldn't stop him, and they win by 2. And then what happened when they lost to the Packers? Same thing, right? Aaron Jones runs for 4 touchdowns, and I don't know, did he run for 200 yards? I forgot.
It felt like it.
And they couldn't stop the run. So once again, now you're up against the leading rusher in the National Football League. And the Vikings pulled no punches. I don't know if I've seen a team offensively run so many plays out of 12 personnel, like one running back and two tight ends, or two running backs and two tight ends, or how about three tight ends and one running back. And they're basically telling you, might as well put, you know how those old signs used to be on the restaurants? It said eat, and it'd say E-A-T, and it would flash. Mm-hmm. Well, they were basically telling you, R-U-N, we're going to run. Now, can you stop us? And they basically couldn't. Allowed them to run for 153 yards. And I know there's a lot of other reasons why they lost, but for me, and this may be old school, they couldn't stop the run, and they couldn't run the football themselves.
And part of the reason they couldn't stop the run, it seemed like a couple of times, well, more than a couple of times, when they did have the stop, the run stopped, they did not complete the tackle. Did you see any, like, overarching theme about why some of those tackles were missed outside of, well, Dalvin Cook and some of those players are just good?
Well, and that's right. Too much arm tackling, for sure. And that's usually what happens when you can't stop the run. But there were some other gashes where they just weren't holding down the line of scrimmage. I mean, I know this is going to probably be too simple, but they just kind of got out-muscled. They just got knocked off the line of scrimmage on both sides. And still, having said that, and it wasn't pretty, you know, you still had a chance to win the game in the end. Yeah, I mean, if Minnesota lost the game, I'm sure they'd be kind of saying the same thing. Well, why couldn't we stop the pass? Well, you know, they basically invited the Cowboys to run the ball, and the Cowboys couldn't do it, and they threw the ball and did awfully well. When you throw for 397 yards, it wasn't like a stalwart defensive effort by the Vikings, but in two possessions inside the red zone, they came up with the stop. You know, and everybody forgets. I know the focus is on 2nd and 2 at the 11 and 3rd and 2 at the 11, but if you think back to the previous possession when they drove some 70 yards and they got 1st and goal at the 6, all right? 1st and goal at the yep. 6. They run Zeke, he gets 1. 2nd and goal at the 5. They're trying to throw the ball and they can't block it up. And Dak has to throw the ball away to save from getting sacked because they missed the block right up the middle. And then on 3rd down, they throw again, by the way. And that didn't work because Harrison Smith runs into Witten. He falls down, and it's incomplete. Now you got to kick a field goal. So think about it. You were 1st and goal at the 6. You left 4 points on the field because 1st and goal at the 6, you ought to get in the end zone, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what'd they lose by? 4 points?
Yep.
So that possession got forgotten about, and they tried to throw it on that one, and that didn't work. So the next time they tried to run it, and that didn't work. So I don't know which one you want to pick on, but there's at least 7 points there on the field both ways.
And that kind of becomes tough to say, okay, we know what our team can do whenever it comes down, because they couldn't do it that time. So what do we do in those situations?
Here's the deal with this league, and it sounds so repetitive, but it's so week to week, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what we try to do is create trends. Like, you know, 1 week we're sitting there talking about the Cowboys' offensive line. Boy, they got the best offensive line. They're just going to steamroll you, right, after the Philadelphia game. And then the next week it's like, oh, boy, that Cowboy defense, you know, they shut down the Giants. They shut down Saquon Barkley. You know, front page story in the newspaper on the 4 defensive linemen. Boy, this is, you know, the rock of granite here, right? And then all of a sudden what happens? So now it's, well, they're no good up front, and they can't run the football. That'll be the trend, right,
mm-hmm.
until next week. So, gosh, this team just hasn't been consistent, and that's why the record shows that they're not consistent. They're 5-4. It's a reflection of the inconsistency so far this year.
In terms of running the football, I heard you with Sean and Fish this morning that the Cowboys did not run for a single first down. Is that right?
And there's a big zero on the stat sheet for first down runs, zero.
And that is astonishingly rare in the history of this franchise, yes?
Yes, because the last time it happened, and I'll check this out. This is only the 3rd time it's happened, okay?
Ever.
Ever, and this is their 60th season, okay? So let's put this in perspective. The last time they didn't do it was in 2007, and it was the final game of the season, That's the season they went 13-3, right?
Yep.
And they lost that last game of the season to Washington. So it was kind of they punted it away. Really didn't care, right? Keep everybody healthy for the playoffs. The first time, you have to go back to 50 seasons ago today.
What?
November 11th, 1970. They didn't rush for a first down. Think about that. 50. When they were trying. You know, I'll give them, they weren't really trying that last game in 2007. But you had to go back to 70. And that's a team that went to the Super Bowl, by the way. They didn't run for a first down. Kelvin Hill was on that team, by golly.
Jeez. Are you trying to say that we're going to the Super Bowl? No, because that's what I just took from that.
Maybe all's not lost, right?
Yeah.
They actually won that game in 1970. So this is only the third time that's happened. That's preposterous when you have a running back as good as Zeke on the team. And I'll guarantee you, while the Vikings did some nifty things to try to stop Dak with all the blitzes they were throwing, but mostly against these runs, they were just playing, you know, four up front, three linebackers, or two linebackers, whatever the Cowboys were in, and they stopped them. So they were just better up front in this game and whatever they were doing. I don't know if they were slanting. I don't know how they were doing it. But, you know, you can take the third and two run at the 11-yard line where they tried to run the RPO. And, you know, what happened on that play when they were going to the left, Connor Williams hits the defensive tackle, and then he's going to slide off to go get the linebacker, and Travis Frederick's supposed to come over and help out. Well, I don't know if Connor didn't hold him long enough for Travis to get there, but the guy came free, and he blew up the play. So, you know, bad play call or bad execution, you know, probably a little bit of both. It's confounding when you look at stuff like that. But if you get into the nitty-gritty and see why the stuff happens, you can see, well, that guy in the Vikings made a play. And, you know, and he basically was saying that he figured he was the weak link because he was the backup defensive tackle. And he said, I bet they're coming at me, and I'm going to play the run because I got a feeling this is where they're coming. And he won his hunch because he got upfield faster than the Cowboys could block him.
That Frederick Williams play you were talking about, that's the play specifically that we asked Travis Frederick about where he said he got frustrated and maybe lost his cool just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I'm not sure, you know, it was probably supposed to be a combo block, and you know, but the guy guessed, and he guessed right. And, you know, and even if they had pulled the ball back down, he would have sacked Dak. Dak wasn't going anywhere on that play. So, again, do you want to throw the ball on that play? Okay, fine. And they did that on the third down, the possession before, and it didn't work. So I don't know if there's a, you know, the right answer is if it works, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And
if it doesn't, what are you doing?
Yeah. Some of the things that we're kind of discussing right now goes to, and I know some people get frustrated by the talk of identity, but don't you always want the identity of being the most physical team?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And
they weren't.
And this year, like that Saints game last year, the Cowboys were.
Yeah.
And there have been a couple of occasions where I thought they have been this year, but for the most part, I'm not seeing that on either side of the ball, and I don't know how to regain that kind of identity.
Well, they had that identity the week before, right?
Yeah.
So... but it's week to week, and now this is a different opponent, and a better opponent, by the way, and probably a better opponent than they had over their last two wins. And nothing against the Eagles, because I know they've got the same record that the Cowboys do, but I'm sure they're not bragging about being 5-4 either. But, yeah, you know, it was like, oh, they were so physical against the Giants, and especially against the Eagles, and they were at home and all, you know, wound up, and now this game, it's like they got pushed around. But again, I don't know how do you combat, like, saying I'm going to run the ball with a fullback, a running back, and two tight ends? I mean, do you bring up, like, somebody else on the line of scrimmage, like another defensive lineman?
Yeah, they had all three linebackers.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they were in their standard defense, right?
But when
you're getting blown off the line like that,
yeah,
and there's gaping holes, and this guy gets ahead of steam, and you know, you can say they had missed tackles, but, you know, it's hard to tackle that guy once he gets going. He's awfully good. There's a reason why he's leading the league in rushing, by the way.
100% true. 100% true. Thank you very much, Mickey. We appreciate it, man.
We'll keep trying to clean this up the rest of the week, right?
Yeah, we're going to fix this thing.
Yeah, fix it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for not swearing.
I almost did.
I know.
Got to keep a finger on the dump button when I'm around, right?
Absolutely.
I got you.
Thank you.
Bye, Mickey.
See you guys.
Mickey Spagnuolo brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. And you know what I will say? I knew he almost sweared because in my mind.
Swore.
Yes. Thank you. That's how frazzled I am.
I think it's sword.
Yeah, because I finished his swearing in my head.
I
absolutely said it, and I was like, oh, I'm glad he didn't
so
do
did
that.
All the other Tolos.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead and text in 877-881-1053. What curse word was he about to say? You can go ahead and text that in. I won't read it on the air, but it'll bring me personal enjoyment. Coming up next, what is missing with this team? If you can boil it down to just one thing. 877-881-1053. What is this Cowboys team missing? We'll do it next on The Fan.
What's missing from this team? 877-881-1053. Text in and let us know what you think is the one thing that is missing from the entire unit. It could be something that's, you know, physically you can see, maybe something that you can't. We are pre-gaming for the G-Bag Nation. They'll be up at 2 o'clock, and we'll talk with them for crosstalk. Always love those fellas.
Nice.
And you know what? I'm sure they're going to do a very good job giving a salute to all the veterans. This is Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Lucius, thank you for your service back there, sir. We always appreciate what you guys do. Like I said, I have a number of friends that have been in the forces and now are leading fantastic lives, and they carry that as a badge of honor, serving, protecting our country. Really appreciate it. But Kevin, I asked Stephen Jones what he thought was missing, and he doesn't think anything physically is missing from what they have put together. He thinks they put together a good team, but maybe there's a little part of the scheme that isn't getting put in. I mean, he said they're running a base defense. They're running a very generic defense. There's not a lot of blitz action going on.
And he said that's something we'll sit down and discuss.
877-881-1053. Lots of texts firing in. But Kevin, for you, what is... Because it's not Dak. Dak wasn't missing.
Nope.
Dak was good.
Yep.
It's not Amari Cooper.
Nope.
He showed up. Randall Cobb had his best game as a Cowboy. He doesn't hate the Vikings? I guess playing in Green Bay for all those years, he gets to hate the Vikings a little bit. But something was missing from the offense last night. Something was missing from the defense, and it compiled to be a loss.
Obviously, I want to say clock management.
I think the cat was missing.
Yeah, no, but they put it in the starting lineup, right?
I know.
So I want to say clock management, but I've harped on that enough. So quality tackling. I mean, that's what it was to be. You saw Dalvin Cook going wild because we couldn't tackle. Now, there are times where he's going to get his spots because he's a good player, and like good running back should. He makes plays even when they're not there. But... Oh, that's right. But there were a couple times where we shut it down. Like, the play should have been dead, and then it wasn't because our tackling was abysmal last night. And so one of the things that this team is missing, I think especially from last year, is better tackling. And Leighton Vander Esch immediately jumps to mind. I thought Leighton Vander Esch, as a rookie, announced himself as the best open field tackler on this team. And it's just not there at all. The better tackling by Jalen Smith. There's a couple where you could find Dalvin Cook moving past him. Just poor tackling across the board. If we don't have above average tackling, this team ain't going nowhere.
And see, that's why we're asking. I want all the Tolos out there that are, I mean, just pouring in text right now. I want to know from you guys what y'all see. What y'all, because there are a lot of guys that have expert opinions. We know. You're fans just like us, and we have expert opinions. What did you see that's missing from this team, from the 803? What's missing? Accountability. Starts at the top with Jerry and Steven. Hold your coaches accountable for these terrible game plans. Tired of hearing failed to execute.
Okay, so my answer to that question will be, I'll be able to say 100% one way or another in no more than 9 games is what I'll say. Because if you don't get to the NFC Championship game and you don't make a change, I think that confirms all the thoughts that there's no accountability and that they're like, no, Garrett's doing a great job, so we're just going to let it ride. I know that they're not going to make a change in the middle of the season, and that's what agitates a lot of Cowboys fans who think there should have been a change after the Jets game or thinks there should have been a change after this game or whatever. But you'll find out for sure at the end of the season if this season doesn't end where we want it to. And right now, there's no other way to look at it besides I don't think it will. But another idea of no accountability is like, listening to Garrett talk about all the big kicks Brett Maher has made and the fact that we don't even bring in anybody to like compete against him. I'm not talking about when he misses the long field goals. I'm talking about a couple weeks ago when he was missing the chip shot field goals and they still brought in nobody to try to compete against him. And he's like, oh, he's made a lot of big kicks over the year. It's really weird. Like the NFL changes faster than any sporting league in the world. And yet we treat it like it's static all the time. Oh, Brett Maher used to be good, so we got to do this. Our offensive line used to be the best. Zeke used to be the best. Like, used to, and we act like that's going to be the case forever. So maybe they are right. Maybe it is accountability. Maybe, can I change my answer? I want to go with that, too.
Well, I mean, you already had that answer. I don't want you just to steal an answer from a Tolo, Kevin.
Okay.
Like, listen.
Okay, I'll stick with tackling.
It's good to have your own answers every once in a while, Kevin. I know how you like to rip answers from Tolos and, you know, claim them as yours.
Fact.
From the 817. That's the problem. We don't have any playmakers on defense. Look at Jamal Adams. He made an impact on everything. And you know what? I will say we have playmakers, but they only got this the entire night against Kirk Cousins.
And Amir Abdullah has stepped in at running back on third down and 5. Dallas has not gotten them off the field yet. 1 to snap. 0. They didn't get it snapped. Should be a flag. There isn't. Cousins is rushed, blitzed, and sacked. Back at the 15-yard line by Robert Quinn.
The defensive line was not there, and they did not pressure. Now, Kirk Cousins and Steven said it, Jerry said it. He did a great job of getting rid of the ball, and that was part of their game plan was, hey, don't get sacked. Now, the plan for the Cowboys should have been to make him uncomfortable in every single way, every manner. So that he couldn't get rid of the ball. And you know what? Whenever it comes down to Jalen Smith and the linebackers covering and your safeties covering guys like Kyle Rudolph, did you see that after after his touchdown, Cheeto was covering him and he looked at him and said, little boy? Because, you know, it's like 60 pounds difference there. They were bullying the Cowboys last night. They bullied them.
Yeah,
they did. And they bullied the defensive line. Tank. Listen, the effort's there. They didn't get home. Robert Quinn got home one time, and I feel like that was missing last night. Something that you're supposed to be able to say, this is that extra physical force that we have that you can't stop, and they didn't show up. So that was missing from the game last night was the ability to force a turnover, the ability to strip the ball whenever you finally get Dalvin Cook wrapped up. The Cowboys defense has to be able to impose their will on the opponent, and for some reason, they only occasionally do that this year. And when they don't, Kevin, you see losses. The Packers, the Jets, and now last night against the Vikings. If the Cowboys defense can't do it, this team's not going to win.
And that's the concerning part is because every single team that you just mentioned, those are the high caliber teams that you've played. Those are the teams
except
that you
the Jets, yeah.
Well, sure. Fair enough. I don't know. They did win again. But those are the teams that you would face in the playoffs again, except for the Jets. And so it feels like what makes you think that result would be any different?
From the 940, a defensive leader, a QB on defense, when Sean Lee was 4 years ago. And who's supposed to be that guy? Is that supposed to be Jalen Smith? I mean, Tank's the great communicator,
right?
But I mean, how? Where's that? Where is that group? Maybe it is. Maybe Jamal Adams was it. Maybe they needed to add that one elite defender at the safety position to really elevate this team's game. I don't know exactly what it is. From the 214, they can't stop the screen game. The Saints exploited it, and the Vikings killed us on it. And that's true, and guess what? It's going to keep happening.
And that even goes back to last year. If you remember, Deion Lewis with the Titans just absolutely crushed the Cowboys on the screen plays. And, you know, Matt LaFleur, who coaches the Packers, was the offensive coordinator for the Titans, and that was something going into that Packers game that I really thought they would exploit with either Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones.
From the 214, you're missing a coach with ice in his veins and fire in his mouth. Go watch Coach O in the locker room after that win.
Man, and if we had somebody who made every single thing he did entertaining – That would be amazing. Like Coach O, he is the most entertaining coach, probably maybe outside of PJ Fleck.
Because of the way that he talks, or
that's right, Corey, because of the way he talks, and he's so good at coaching football too.
That dude has a lot of fire, and I know Sean and RJ played that cut this morning. That was remarkable. Hearing him say that. Now you can't be in the locker room. Going like Facebook Live or Snapchat Live or whatever.
Whoops.
It is. That's what was going on in the LSU locker room whenever that happens. I don't know how if you say something like that in the privacy of a locker room, and then now all of a sudden, let's say Alabama and Nick Saban hear that, they could use it, right? Do you just double down and say, that's fine, they can hear it, I can hear it all they want?
Yeah, what is Nick Saban going to do about it? Hey, guess what? You're not going to get to see LSU again because you're not going to make the playoff.
Here's the audio in question.
Change the narrative.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their ass in recruiting. We're going to beat their ass every time they see us.
How's that?
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Wrong thing. What? F*** you.
Yeah!
And that's like, I know they said, hey, that's what you're missing. You're missing that kind of a coach. And I'm told that whenever it gets into the locker room, Jason Garrett is that coach. I'm told, but you know what? If he is, where's the passion from the team? Where's that level of play from the team to go out there and be the more physical presence? The level of identity of what they want to be. Because Coach O's team knows what they want to be. And they even said, you know what? We want to be a more explosive offense. Invest in the guy that creates that.
Yep.
The Cowboys, they're still trying to figure out what they are. And I don't know if they're trying to let somebody else shoulder the load. Oh, well, it's on that guy. It's on that guy. Oh, Kellen Moore calls the plays. I mean, there is a lot of accountability that does need to be there. And that comes with some fire and some passion, man.
Were you surprised by that answer? Like, I'm not saying that answer is factually inaccurate, but were you surprised by his answer immediately of Kellen Moore?
He doesn't typically throw anybody under the bus. He's very protective of things. And I don't know if there's a little idea that, hey, you know what? I'm giving him more leash. You know, if he's going to get the responsibility, he needs to be able to take the repercussion. I mean, just like us, right? Whenever we didn't ask for the responsibility without wanting to do the extra work that it takes here on the show. And so we're pouring in all the extra work because we love the responsibility of it. Well, you know what comes along with that responsibility, Kevin?
All the blame.
All the blame. So if you're going to have the responsibility to do it, you got to be able to take it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we go around the NFC East where, hey, the Redskins didn't lose, but the Giants are now officially the worst. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.